from the Commissioner's Court on first reading of the month of August, 2015, today is the 10th of August, about 9:00, we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll begin with our invocation, pledge allegiance, so if you stand with me, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just thanking you for a new day. We just praise your name and turn this meeting over to you, ask that you would preside over this meeting, give us guidance and direction in each decision, big and small. We pray for this county, for each resident, for each employee of the county, for those that are here with us today at this meeting, interested in county government. We just ask now that you would grant us the wisdom and direction that we need to make these important decisions. Lord, we just pray for our servicemen, our servicewomen, wherever they may be, please protect them, please ultimately bring them home, help us to be successful in our fight against evil. Once again, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for forgiving us of our sin. For it's in Christ's name that we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will begin with item number one. I urge everyone to sign in, please. Public comments or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with section 551.042 of Texas Open Meetings Act. Look at anybody that's asked to speak.
I have not received any.
Item number two, consider possibly approved minutes from our last meeting, that was our July 27th, 2015, second meeting of the month of July. Got a copy of those, anybody wants to see these, Joyce, thanks for giving those for us.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve minutes from 2007.
Motion by Commissioner Hens for approval, second by Commissioner Park. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Vote. Item number three, public hearing for Titus County Clerk's Office Records Archival Plan for fiscal year 2016. I'll turn it over to Joan Newman, our county clerk, for explaining the need for this hearing.
The purpose of this hearing is to, basically to just let the public know that the Edinburgh legislature, which is in 2014, they raised the fee from $5 to $10, and this is for records management for all of our old historical books. One of the books that I was going to be buying was 2834, but one of the main ones is a book that was transferred from Redbird County to what used to be part of Redbird County, and now it's Titus. There are some deeds from the Republic of Texas, and I'm going to historically reserve those.
And if you and I can discuss this, tell the commissioners, how much longer will this $10 fee be?
Yeah, like I said, in 2013, they raised that from $5 to $10. That will, unless they extend it for some reason, they raised it up because it wasn't being enough money for it to reserve all these books. September the 1st, 2019, this is scheduled to revert back to $5.
Next 4 years, roughly, $10, and this is going to go to take care of, kind of tell me what you were telling me about what books qualify for this particular thing. As opposed to records management, this being archive management.
These are all books that are handwritten. They have, they are all 100 years old, that's why I listed volumes 28 through 34. I've gone back and made sure that they will all be 100 years old, so that they do the Texas State Library's historical preservation guidelines.
And we have a company that typically does this for us, the same one that has been doing it?
Yes, I will have to, after this is approved, then I'll have to go to that company and get them to give me a bid on preserving public hearing so the public knows what I intend to do with the money. This money, of course, that we collect can only be used for historical preservation of these older books. So I just wanted everyone to know.
We're not approving anything here. In fact, the approval of your plan will be part of our budget.
Yes.
No action items. Anybody in the audience have a question about this? No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, item number four, considered possibly approved appointing replacement judges and alternate judges for 2014 and 15. Now, that's not a type of update, right? I wonder if you explain why that looks like it's old information.
Remember, last year we appointed judges, alternate judges for 2014, 2015. But, you know, when you deal with this many people, of course, a year things can happen. So what we're looking at today is replacing some judges that are unable to serve this time for various reasons. On the Democratic side, box two, we had a recommendation from the Democrats to replace judge at box two with Gloria McHale, and box 19 with Ms. Loretta Baxter would be replacing the alternate judge. So it would be two alternate judges, two and 19 for the Democrat. On the Republican side, the recommendation to place Linda Size as the judge in box 12 and Megan Goble as judge in box 19. Recommendation, the rest of them have been approved last year and was appointed for 2 years, so they continue to serve just these two Democrats and two Republicans this time.
If you, the names you give us are the ones that are being replaced?
Being replaced.
Okay, so they're no longer going to be here. Do you have names for these buildings at this time?
Names of what? No, those are the replacements that I've got.
These are the new names.
The new names, yes, sir.
We don't have the names of the ones that are going out.
That's the new list with the replacements in place of box 2 and box 19 for the Democrats and box 12 and 19 for the Republicans.
Anything on this sheet, the second item that you wanted to tell us about?
Okay. I just wanted to have this opportunity to share with you the inspect report from the 2014 election. We had an inspector from the Secretary of State here, and they issued these reports to help us to be in compliance with the state laws when we have elections. And I think the only negative that you notice on that is one of our polling places did not have the sample ballots, items that need to be posted during the election were not posted in the proper place, and they cited us for that. And the other negative that we received on this report was when our bilingual clerks, some of the boxes they cited us as not having bilingual clerks, but when I looked at it, would not require to have bilingual clerks at box 5, Sugar Hill, box 3, which is Bridges Chapel, and South Coast Baptist box 20 were not required to have bilingual clerks in those boxes. We're required to have bilingual clerks if the voter's percentage of surnames of Hispanics is above 5%. And those boxes do not necessarily qualify to vote in the bilingual clerks. So they cited some of that was an error because we're not required to have bilingual clerks in those boxes that have less than 5% Hispanic surnames as voters. So all in all, I think you find this legal report that the report was very good. I mean, we always use these to emphasize whatever negatives that they cited or something. So we'll be emphasizing the proper posting for the sample ballot and for the procedures on casting the ballot. And proper locations of where on those two negatives that you find on the report that they cited this summer.
Is that based on, that 5% based on registered voters or previous?
Based on registered voters that has a surname that they recognize as being a Hispanic. But then, too, we also are required to always have a bilingual person in the office, so a bilingual person come in and did need help, we'd be able to have them on the phone, either disperse that person to the location if it could not, have them all over the phone.
Anything else? Anywhere from
6 inches to 12 inches, and could be deeper in some areas, of course, we can't see it. You recall that I had asked you about hiring, and you approved a gentleman by the name of Daniel Apperson, who was a friend of mine from Dallas that did the repairs on our north courthouse steps. While he was here, knowing his expertise in concrete, I asked him to take a look and ask him what he would suggest. And he said, well, Phil, I know the extent of that space underneath that parking lot. I really can't tell you, but ultimately what you need to do is fill up that space underneath there. Just plugging that hole on top is not going to fix anything. You're going to continue to have failures. And what I think needs to be done is that space underneath there needs to be filled up with a product he calls flowable fill, which is a real liquidy cement material that can be put underneath there and will flow throughout that space and will ultimately harden. We have no idea how much of that it will take, how big the job it will be. So if he said, if you'd like, I'll give you a proposal on how we can further investigate the problem. That's what I've given you here. So here is his proposal, at least step one. I'm pleased to offer this proposal to investigate and determine the extent of the subgrade failure for the parking lot in southwest of Titus County Courthouse. On site observation shows there has been up to 12 inches of subgrade that has migrated downhill and out the approach to the south. The area visually observed is about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. This proposal and scope of work is specifically to determine the extent of the problem, map it out on a site plan. The plan to correct the problem and prevent large areas of paving to fail will be provided upon completion. I will core 1-inch to 2-inch diameter holes in the area on 30-foot centers and observe the distance between the subgrade and the bottom of the paving and map on a site plan. The holes will be plugged following measurements, approximately 50 cores and plugs, and a detailed report that is given us a price. I'll make it clear to you, I don't know anything about this kind of work. If you have other suggestions that you would like to pursue, I'm wide open. This is all I know at this point. The other individual that I asked to take a look at this problem agreed with, you know, his assessment, but said this is out of my area of expertise. I do not have any knowledge on how to properly fix the problem. Be specific with me. Would you like for me to bid the investigation phase or the entire repair? Do you want to break it up into phases? So initially you want me to bid out what he is proposing here, and that is give us an idea of what the problem is and how you would propose to fix it. And then once we know that, I think that would be a good idea. Once we have somebody that can tell us, here's how big your problem is, here's how much cement it would take to fill it, to fix the job, then we can go out for bids on that. Okay, is that your motion? Okay, a motion by Commissioner Riddle to bid out this parking lot investigative phase here to determine exactly what the problem is and how it should be fixed. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. I'll see you back
there. Dear gentlemen, I'm not saying anything along that line. We have a problem back there. We have a problem back there. We have a problem back there. We get a problem out of Dallas. They do a football game. And that's what they do. We have a part of one door and the elementary did drop it. Sidewalk down, they built it, and give it right to them. They came in and got it all right, and they've done an excellent job. I can probably give the name and call them or whatever.
Okay, that's good.
discussions? Commissioner, other comments?
I recommend that everybody should take a listen to the budget discussion. There's going to be a big increase in your tax rate, and I believe it will be important for you to know how to make your skills out spending your dollars. So, I think the best thing is to stay here and listen to the discussion about the budget.
Any else?
Commissioner Fields?
Commissioner Barker?
Other question is, if the park, can park leave that, the tax Friday? And I would come up with some more things that we will be presenting to the, hopefully within the next week or two. That was something involved, we have some recommendations tonight.
And I have that as one of the items to discuss during the, budget workshop, so at that time, if there's something, you know, if you want to talk this about, it'd be a good time to maybe load stuff so that.
Well, the committee voted to have an outside consultant, Chief Gray, so if you would like to have another set of eyes, when he sees, he says they're consulting firms that do this kind of work, and he would get us some, some of those names and profit prices, and get it back to us. And at that time, we would make a recommendation what to do. That's what we had at the last meeting.
Commissioner Riddle and Commissioner Parker are representing us along with several other folks on a fire protection committee. Taking a look at the situation with increasing volunteer numbers and working with our city, who provides us with a substantial service, and we pay them a substantial fee. And we want to move forward and be sure that we are providing fire protection within the city and the county.